This is the Pacific National Board Technology Committee meeting of October 26, 2008. I'm Michael Woodson, the chair, and we are going to start the meeting by taking roll, and I'm needing somebody who will serve as the secretary to do that. So do I have any volunteers for secretary, please? Does anybody have any objections of my doing it?
No, it's a lot of work, and I appreciate your doing it. I have no objection. I know I cannot do it myself. I apologize. Andrea, while talking.
Okay. Well, I'll keep rough notes and try to do the meeting at the same time. It's not a problem. It keeps me awake. Okay, so I'll take roll now. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Ali Lexus. Ali. Andrea Fishman.
Yes. Present.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Michael Woodson. Present. Henry Knorr?
Here.
Here. Who did I miss? I'm sorry.
Anthony.
Anthony, sorry.
Carolyn.
Anthony. Carolyn. All right, is there anyone else on the line? Okay, so I have Bill, Ali, Andrea, Bob, Bonnie, Jack, Henry, Anthony, and Carolyn. Okay, that's nine. I think we have quorum anyway we look at it. So we are going to talk about grants first. I talked to John earlier, and he said that it would be a big help if we could serve as a working committee to help him bring in money to the network by way of grants to support and improve technology. So maybe we can just talk about what we might do to help out in that regard.
Dave just joined the call.
Oh, Dave, welcome.
Are we online? Do we have quorum? Are we in action, or are we waiting?
Yes, yes, and yes. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I need to approve the agenda first. The agenda is Grant Station Technology Status Report, National Web Status Report, and our housekeeping of looking at membership and next membership for this committee and the next meeting date. Is there any additions to that?
I have a request.
Mm-hmm.
At the outset, if you could talk about where we are at the national level in terms of how these decisions get made or executed, because I'm not clear what's going on right now in terms of who's running what.
John is on vacation, so can we lean on the national board members to sort of fill us in? Bonnie or Jack or whoever?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's just asking for a status report, or did you want to talk about how this got communicated?
No, I just want to know what, you know, whatever we do, where does it go and who is able to act on what.
Okay. So put that on the agenda. Any other items?
So does approval need to be moved, or?
Yeah, it does.
I move approval of the agenda as amended.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, it passes. All right. So then let's go to there's no Henry sent out a minutes from the last meeting, and I haven't had a chance to look those over. We'll approve that next time, or look them over for next time. Okay, so let's talk about grants. If that's something we can do.
Who is to speak about it?
Well, John, we may not have anything to say about it. John suggested that would be a good item for the agenda. So I put it on the agenda because he did, and he's on vacation, and he said he was available if we wished him to be here. But I guess I could ask the committee if anyone feels like we should call him in tonight.
I think, hasn't he suffered enough?
Any other opinions?
This is Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Well, just let everybody know, KPFT just learned last month that we got a PTFP grant, which we had applied for one last year and we didn't get it. We scaled back our request a little bit this year and we got it. It's going to pay for some additional equipment for a studio to transmitter link to help support our HD 2 channel and some other related equipment. So that's, you know, wasn't a whole lot. I think it was $25,000 matching grant.
Right. I know John worked
from
on that.
Whom?
And that's
from
kind of
whom?
Thing maybe we should.
That comes from CPB.
Department of Commerce. Yeah.
From what? I'm sorry, I don't understand. From what does it come from?
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, this is the Department of Commerce. It's part of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but I'm not exactly sure. It's not a regular CPB grant. It's something specific, and it's primarily designed to fund equipment, is my understanding.
But it's part of the CPB, the Department of Commerce?
I think that's right, or at least it's related to CPB. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the details.
Okay,
but it stands for, it's PT, let's see, PTFP, Public Telecommunications Facilities Program, I believe, or something like that.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask to be recognized.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and but back to the question of John, I'm just going to assume that no one on the call wants to ask John to come off vacation. So, and Bill's comment there is in line then, and so that's one idea about grants is to go get PTFP money. I think that gets passed around. When I was on the Finance Committee or when we met last year, a word came up that it was kind of our turn to receive some of that money, and I'm thinking it cycles through the five stations from time to time for technology improvements.
Can I ask an accounting-related question related to grants?
Sure.
When we get a grant, and is it different, and maybe it's different from station to station, but are those monies kept in separate accounts, and is there a separate form of oversight to be certain that the funds spent are spent on the granted project? Or is it added into a general fund, and spending comes out of the general fund?
We put the the PTFP grant in our budget for sure, and I don't think it got set aside. It may not go to the general service. It may not go to central services. I don't. Bill, can you address that?
Basically, the larger question is how are the funds administered to be certain that money is used that way.
This is Bill. I'm not sure the details, but I found the link. I'll email it to everyone, and you can take a look.
Thank you.
Okay.
There's a reason I ask. May I continue, mm-hmm. Michael?
Please do.
Sometimes in meeting the objectives of a grant, you have to take staff time, and the way our budgets work, staff is sort of, you know, salaries and related is one block, and I don't think we have any mechanism for recognizing that there is a cost overhead to the foundation for administering the grant. So if you say, for example, we're going to do the following, and if Bill is paid and he has to do that work, is it written down somewhere? Well, a certain chunk of this is going toward his salary, things like that. Because otherwise it seems to me really hard to calculate net benefit and costs and things like that. If you're just saying, okay, this is only to be spent on equipment, then what's really happening is you're spending staff time to execute the granted project that might be available for something else otherwise.
Good point.
Yeah.
I don't think people are getting that kind of clarity. They probably should have some sort of accounting clarity.
Surprise.
Shouldn't it?
Yeah. Carolyn on the staff?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, does every station, I know, have a person designated to do grants? I mean, should we be, I know the question has come up before, you know, about a national development director as opposed to one at every station, but just among ourselves, I know BAI has a part-time person. I think that position may not exist at the moment, but I'm not sure about how it's going to be, how we're going to do development, which I assume is this. But does every station, every other station have someone to do this sort of thing, or is it just a question of who knows what to do with, and applying for the grant?
I'm going to let the floor just open up here and people can just respond. Who knows?
Thank you.
Yeah. Point of something, procedure maybe. I know I asked a question finance related, but is this question more properly direct and mine more properly directed to the finance committee?
Yours, I would think yours would be directed to the finance committee. Though, you know, I didn't know you were going to do anything procedural.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. This is Ali from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask who's on the call?
Dave, can I use first names only?
Sure.
Dave, Bill, Ollie, Andrea, Bob, Bonnie, Jack, Henry, Anthony, Caroline. Anyone else? Okay.
Yeah, I could answer the question that was just asked about development at KPFK.
Is that good? Yeah. I'd like to get Dave's statement closed. Do you want me to direct that to the finance committee? Would the committee like us to direct that to the...
I just want to be careful that I don't spend tech committee time doing stuff that's finance committee.
Okay.
Michael, Andrea?
Caroline was going to say something, but...
Carolyn,
Dave's statement? Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm directing it at Carolyn's. I thought Carolyn's question... I'm not...
Okay, let's go there. Go ahead.
If there are people who can answer her question, we should get the answer if we're supposed to talk about grants.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go ahead, Andrea.
I'm just saying I'm confused. I think if Carolyn's question seems to me relevant, if there are people on the call who can answer it, it's not a finance question. It's Dave's part.
That's what I was trying to answer.
Oh.
Yeah, Ollie. Okay, Ollie, go ahead and pick it up.
Well, at KPFK, grants were submitted. It was split between the development director and the general manager. Right now, we don't have a development director, and the current general manager, I don't know if he's working on any grants. But going back to a little bit to what Dave was asking, I do remember in the past, I had been tasked with submitting grant requests to the CPB, and we did receive a couple of CPB web grants, even though I or the web department never saw any of that money. But it did come into the station.
Can I ask a follow-up question on that?
Yes.
So do you think that for the future, for technology-related grants, we need to, like, develop a clear process by which their budget has been spent?
It would have been nice if some of that money had been earmarked specifically for web development, since that's what the grant was.
Just as a point in terms of legal liability, you know, the foundation is legally required to use granted funds for granted purposes.
Well, Carolyn on the stack here.
Yeah, and Jack, too, please.
Carolyn, Jack, good.
Yeah, that was, Dave makes a point I think that I was getting at indirectly, and that is, do we have a process for grants, or is it sort of catch-as-catch-can? And I think, of course, the legal requirement to use them as they're funded is a corollary to that, but I'm most concerned about, I just out of curiosity, I guess, I'd like to know what each station has to do. And Ali reported at K. Could we hear from the other stations what the formal process or informal process is for getting grants?
Is that crimp your style, Jack? Jack was on the stack.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
And if you... Okay, so other stations might comment on grants?
Sure, it's Bonnie. I can take a crack at it if you want to.
All right.
Sort of like KPFK, the general manager and the development director, although Lemlem has been serving as both for quite some time now, generally oversee grants, although I would imagine that Michael Yoshida, our chief engineer and operations director, is involved in anything that has to do with technical grants, as there are a couple of news people who work off of grants, and I know that they are involved in shepherding those and making sure that those stay in place. So sometimes there is help from the various departments and people that are closer to whatever the grant's goal is, although I think it's fair to say that Lemlem as GM and previously as development director probably is the person who organizes them overall.
It's KPFA, KPFK. Who said something?
I wanted to go get on the stack, Dave.
Dave, go ahead then.
I think Jack's ahead of me, isn't he?
Yeah, I'll pay.
I apologize. Well, Jack, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to move that the technology committee recommend that the board pass a motion requiring a report on how grant objectives were fulfilled at the end of the term of all grants obtained. So that means that the board sees a report that says this is how the money got spent.
Okay. Moves that the tech committee ask the board to ask how grants
The
are
board requests that technology that for technology grants at the end of each grant period, the board receive a report indicating how the funds were spent to meet the grant objectives.
Okay. To see how the grant objectives were met, is that right?
No, how the funds were spent in service of the grant objectives.
Thank you.
Point of information. Andrea.
Of how the grants were sent, is that, or the grant, I didn't get that last word.
How the funds, grant funds were spent to meet the grant objectives.
Right, objectives thing. Let me let Dave finish this up if he needs to.
I think the motivation's clear.
Okay,
it's a more general point that maybe needs to go to finance, but since we're the tech committee and we've heard that there are tech grants that we have, I think the board should be kept in the loop to be able to make sure that grant funds are being spent as they're legally required to be spent.
I have a point of information, which is how can we word this, or is this worded sufficiently? If we don't know there is a grant, we have no way of following up on whether they've given us the information at the end of the grant period. So I would like to know how to, I'm trying to figure out how to proceed to make sure that, I mean, I think we should be alerted that there are grants, or there should be some reporting process about this.
May I respond?
Yeah, please.
We had a contracts policy, and I always felt that that contract, which sunsetted, incidentally, maybe just I don't know whether it's been passed, but the idea was that essentially a grant is a commitment to do work, and as a result of that, I think that any grant submitted, the board has to, the local board and the national board have to be sent a copy, essentially, of every grant submitted so that they're aware of the existence of the grants. And then I would say that the manager has to designate a person who's responsible for filing a report at the end of the grant period. And it doesn't have, you know, everybody screams always, I have too much administrative overhead and too much paper, and all that's true. It doesn't have to be a large thing. So I think the thing, maybe, you know, maybe it, to meet Andrea's concern, it needs to say, all grant submissions shall be, a copy of all grant submissions shall be sent to the local advisory board for each station. And that obviously the local board has national board members on it, so that may cover it, or people, the national board might want to specify themselves. And that the general manager shall designate a person whose responsibility is to notify the board of how the funds were spent in service of the grant objectives at the end of the grant period.
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Great, Carolyn.
Yeah, I wonder if, Dave, that sounds very good, but a bit comprehensive. Could you put it in writing and send it to the committee? And could we also finish the survey? I'm trying to find out, really, if there is someone responsible at each station for development or grants. That was the point of my original question. And so far, I've only heard, I think, from three stations. Bonnie mentioned a development director, but I don't know the name of the person or whether it's full or part-time.
We don't have one.
You don't? Okay, thank you. And if we could survey that, I'd appreciate it. That was my other point. Thank you.
So your survey is all the stations here tonight. It's just a point of clarity, right? So you want to
correct,
hear from the
yes.
other stations.
Okay. Correct.
PSW isn't here. I think we... And who else is...
Michael, could I get on stack?
Is it Bonnie?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrea, you want to finish your point, please?
I'm sorry, I interrupted. I was just saying that PFW isn't here, and I thought you asked for the other stations, and we didn't get any other answers.
All right. I could report for KPFT, but I think Bill will probably do that, if he can. Where are we? Dave's got a motion, and I kind of jotted it down in longhand. Dave, you want me to try to type that up real quick, or what?
I'm typing it up. I'll send it around.
Okay. Then, unless I'm dropping a thread here, I'm going to go to Bill Crozier and see if he wants to talk about how grants are done at good old KPFT.
Michael, it's Wendy. I'm here.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
We're trying to figure out how our station does grants. Everybody's reporting on how grants are done in general, not just technology.
Okay.
So we heard from A and K, and I don't know if we got BAI yet, and I think W is not on the line. So if someone from KPFT wants to report on what we do with grants, that'd be great.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, okay. hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. So at KPFT, you know, we have our CPB grant. We recently just got a PTFP grant, which, did you guys already talk about that?
A little.
Okay, so, I mean, this is something that's for equipment only that both KPFA and KPFT were awarded one this year, and I'm really hoping that PFW will apply for that this year because they really need to get a new transmitter. It's for equipment only. It's a matching grant. It's not just a gift. But there's some experience around the network in how to apply for that. KPFT was unsuccessful last year, and we managed to be successful this year. So that's really good. But every one of those kind of grants means that you have to raise, you know, I call these matching grants a liability as well as the grant, because you don't get it unless you match it. So anyway, we had already had a capital campaign to upgrade our transmitter when we really needed to. We managed to pull it out that we got the we had to replace our transmitter too. We had just been approved to go back to 100,000 watts by the FCC, and it was also at the same time as the HD grants were being handed out, and we were able to do it so that we could get we could use our HD, the grant we got to convert to HD, we were able to combine that. We got a transmitter that was like that did both HD and analog, And we were able to combine it all into one thing. And so that seems to be a great opportunity for PFW to do that at this time, too. In Houston, we have some private foundations that give grants to organizations or nonprofits around town, mostly arts organizations, but KPFT this time was able to... We had friends that knew about the Houston Endowment is the one I'm talking about, and you know, we were advised not to just go in and try and just ask them to give us money because we were known to be dysfunctional. So, as all of our stations are, actually, as much as we want to...
Stay in line now.
Well, all I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's not anything that anybody doesn't know, but, you know, they look for things like, you know, do you have a stable executive director? Is your management, you know, there's different things that they look at. And so, anyway, what we did at KPFT instead was to apply for a grant for board development, board staff development, and strategic planning, and they awarded us that, you know, as a kind of a preliminary thing to, we got $20,000 to work on ourselves to prepare us to apply for grants in the future. And so what we did, we took a lot of board training. We had a retreat out in the woods that was really valuable. We had speakers, and we've had board training, and then just regular kind of, go to seminars and anti-racism training, and we're about to have an anti-sexism training. All that was included in this money. We did have kind of trouble in the beginning because what we, you know, being frugal and how we are, we kept getting stuff for free. And what these granting institutions want is you to spend their money. And so we had to, like, keep working at it to do stuff that we actually had to pay money for. But we did, and we came through that pretty well. So now what we're doing is preparing what to ask them for next. And just, you know, what people need to understand is we're not being told what to do. No one's – there's no strings on what anything to do with our programming or anything as yet. And so I'm sorry.
Well, the question is, too, I mean, it's a good report, but we kind of figure out who, one of the focus here is how the grants are handled by the staff. What's the structure of who does what with grants among
point of information here, Caroline. Yeah, I posed the original question, and Wendy, that was comprehensive. And I'm just my original question was: is there anybody at each station responsible for this? And if so, full time, part time, etc. But that sounds like a great grant to have gotten. And I'm just wondering: do you have anybody designated as a development person or who spearheads the grants, the organization?
You mean applying for them, or
yeah,
what
right.
do you get them?
No, to apply.
Applying for them. We have a development director at KPFT.
Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time. Okay, thank you.
Now, but we do have a development committee, and so that's been what we're trying to focus on is figuring out, using our connections around town and trying to figure out what are the best kinds of things to try and apply for? Because really, you don't want to be spending all your time applying for grants. There's a lot of them that you're not going to get. There's a lot of them that you are going to get, but are a real lot of work in reporting and everything. When they, like, we had this $900 grant that we got 3 years ago that apparently was never really followed through on with the final report that they needed. And so that has gone on for several years now, and we just found out that, no, you never completed that. We couldn't apply for anything else because of that. So anyway, our development committee is kind of working on that kind of stuff, too. We got that one all sewed up, and now we can apply to that place again. Forgive me for going on so long. I don't even really know what the subject is.
Okay. Well, thanks, Wendy.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, yeah, just the other question you had, Carol, is that, or who asked originally, our development director's name is Robin Lewis, if you were trying to keep track of that. Now, she does have some other responsibilities.
Thank
that's
you.
Her primarily one, but she helps with, you know, every time we have fund drive and all the other stuff, you know, all the staff get drafted into that. That does take a fair amount of time away from development, but her main responsibility is that? And then when the chair of our development committee?
Can we hear from WBAI, please?
Carolyn, yes, we have a part-time development director. I think it was 10 hours a week, but I think that position, we're in the midst of a reorganization, and I haven't seen the final fallout on whether that position is being combined with others. I think that our general manager is trying to find or make money or room for a full-time director, but at the moment we only had, up to this point, we've had a 10-hour part-time development director. We have no committee, though, and I'm kind of intrigued with the idea of a development committee, which we hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know, because I've never seen in one place, and thank you for reminding me, a list of any and all grants that we've received. Perhaps I should, but I'm afraid I don't. Perhaps Bob knows.
Bob, are you on the line?
Yeah. Can you hear?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't know of any comprehensive list. At times, whoever has been the general manager or the interim general manager has given us an update about, you know, a grant was applied for from X Foundation or from CPB and, you know, kind of kept us apprised, but it's never come together in one piece of paper.
I don't know of anything like that either, Andrea.
Dave?
Yeah, so I sent around my motion, but I'd like to, and I can read it if aloud if people want, but now I'd like to move that we refer this motion that I made to the Finance Committee, because it's really a structural issue around that. So they may expand it to include all grants, but so I'd like to move we refer the question, the motion that I sent around to everybody to the Finance Committee.
I second that.
Can you read it? I'm so sorry. I just got here and I got right on the call. Is it short enough to read?
Yes. That a copy of all grants concerning technology, including equipment grants and web development grants, be provided to the respective local station board for local grants and the Pacifica National Board upon its submission. Further, when a grant concerning technology is awarded, the respective station manager or ED for national grants shall report the award to the respective local station board and the Pacifica National Board and shall be responsible for ensuring that the board is provided at the end of the grant period a summary report indicating how granted funds were spent in service of the grant objectives.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second committee, but the motion I'm making now is to refer it to the Finance Committee, ask them to consider it.
Right.
Okay,
so we should have a discussion.
Can we just vote that up or down so we can move on?
There's a request to vote this up or down. Is there an objection to that?
Yes, I'd like some discussion, please.
I believe I was on stack.
Oh, Bonnie, was that Bonnie? I'm sorry. Bonnie, is it a good time for you to get on?
Sure.
Okay, I apologize.
You know, the only thing I wanted to point out is that I think the last time we were having a tech call, we actually did have some discussion with John Armela, who seemed to have a pretty comprehensive knowledge of what the technology grants were that were out there and what the status of each one was. And although I don't think that we should have called him back off of his comp day vacations right now in order to report on that tonight. Might it not make sense to have John give us whatever information he has about them?
Put me on the stack, Michael, please.
Is that a requirement?
In the case of KPFA, when there have been particular tech grants or other grants for that matter, they do come up to the local station board because they're generally in the GM's report each month, as well as there being discussion of them because they come up when we're having budget discussions.
There's a point of order.
No, I'll withdraw it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Okay. No, I was waiting for you to finish. So are you speaking against this particular motion?
Carolyn, I'm a
is that where we are right now, Bonnie? Or is this aside from it?
I guess I'm saying that I'm speaking against it only in the sense that it might be more practical for us to actually have a discussion with John Armela.
Okay.
And just see where we think things are, just because I know how stacked up everybody is, and it's just another report that we're asking a lot of people to make.
Okay. Caroline.
Yeah, two questions. One is I'd like to move to amend the pronoun in the first sentence, its submission to their submission, because we're talking about all the grants. Just a minor grammatical point. And the other...
Dave Adelson?
I think we should just strike the word it, or just say upon submission.
That's
but,
right.
I would like to speak...
And I don't see any reason to refer this to finance. It's only about grants concerning technology. So I would like to consider this. I think it's a very good motion and well written. And I don't see any reason not to pass it and ask it directly, send it directly to the PNB with this committee's report.
So is that a friendly amendment?
May I speak to them? No, she's speaking against the referral.
I thought she wanted to do it, but send it to the PNB instead of the Finance Committee.
If the referral fails, then we vote the motion. If we approve the motion, then it goes to the PNB. So it's basically an argument against referral.
Stack, Wendy?
I'm not swift enough to follow that, but Caroline, are you finished with your...
Yes.
Okay. Andrea?
I was going to say something similar to... Carolyn's. I think this motion is something that the Technology Committee should pass, at least insofar as it refers to technology grants. I think it's a good motion. We should support it ourselves. And I don't see the connection to finance either. And as far as Bonnie's point is concerned, it might be very helpful to hear from John, but as a regular procedural measure and to make sure that everything isn't lost, I think that this is a motion that should be approved.
Dave?
Well, the reason I referred it to the Finance Committee was just because I specified technology grants because this is the Technology Committee. So for it to be in our purview, I did that. But I heard Carolyn's question as being broader, and I think the natural reaction to most board PMB members seeing this would be, if we're going to pass this, shouldn't it apply to all grants? I disagree vehemently with Bonnie's position because the board is responsible for being sure that funds collected are used for their purposes. And John does not have the authority to do that. We've heard on this call already that there was a web development grant that the web developer does not know how the funds were spent. And so I think it's the fiduciary responsibility of the board. It can't exercise that responsibility without having the information. It should be a matter of course. It is the responsibility of the administrators to provide the board with the ability to do that. And I don't think the claim that people are too busy is, I don't agree with it, because I believe that with email you can send CC when you submit a grant. When I submit any grant, my institution requires that everybody at every level is notified of it. Anybody in my institute knows every grant I've submitted. And that just seems to me basic, responsible governance.
Wendy?
I think it's a great motion, entirely appropriate, really would be helpful for everybody. I'm having a little bit of a concern about the referral to the Finance Committee, only because at this time, with this financial situation that Pacifica finds itself in, the Finance Committee has a whole bunch of really important things that they need to get done, and I think it would actually put this onto a back burner, and so that's why I would speak against the referral, and but vote to approve it to send to the PNB.
I withdraw the motion to refer.
And dead?
Since it didn't need a second and all that, and it's just a committee, I think he can probably do that.
No, I mean,
is there any objection to withdrawing? To my withdrawal of it, so we don't have to vote?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Can I speak? Yeah, I think it was correct to to refer it because this really is a more general policy, and it speaks to the whole question of how these grants are dealt with currently, which we don't even know, and we're going to pass something tonight, you know, assuming that we know what the current procedure is. So I think this is something that the Finance Committee should look at comprehensively, and, you know, it may well be that right now they have some crises to deal with, but this is something that that is not on the level of a crisis such that it has to be dealt with this month, as much as it would be valuable to know the answers to our questions and to the board's questions. I think they are the right body to deal with it. And you know, from what I understand, the board has a lot of urgent things to deal with as well. So I would argue to go ahead and refer it.
Andrea on the stack, please.
So right now there's an objection to Dave's withdrawing the motion. Andrea?
I disagree with Bob. I feel that whether we know general policy or not, we never experienced such a policy if it exists. And it is entirely appropriate for us to have this information and to have it in a procedural way, have procedures in place to deliver it to us regularly. And if we are being redundant, this is only emphasizing our need. It can't hurt to be redundant. But so far as I know, I've never seen such a procedure in place, but much less implemented. And I certainly think the Technology Committee, regardless, has a right to request that there be such a procedure and that we should pass the motion.
So that's another objection to Dave withdrawing it. Sorry, Dave.
Caroline on the stack, please.
Caroline?
Yes, I agree with that. I think that the there's nothing to prevent the PNB from kicking it back to the NFC if they want to delay it further, but I think it should go directly to the PNB. I don't see any reason why. There's nothing to prevent them from sending it to the NFC if they think it's necessary, but I don't think we're talking about a cost factor here, so there's no need to get financial impact statement.
Is this a real sticking point, whether we send it to the Finance Committee or the General Board?
May we
just vote it so that we see this? I think the sentiment of the body is probably crystallized. May we vote the motion to refer?
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
Questions?
Hearing none. Those in favor of Dave's motion to send this, I guess, referral to the technology to the Finance Committee. How do we do this? Are there any objections
call the roll.
To doing it?
We've
yeah,
heard objections.
Yeah, okay.
You have to call the roll.
Okay, let me get my roll.
We're approving to send it to the Finance Committee. That's what a yes means.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Here's what I have. Dave, if you're not on the list, we'll let you go last. Dave.
I'll abstain.
Bill. Bill, we'll come back to Bill Crozier. I had someone say how you get off mute.
I'm sorry, no.
No. Ollie? Ollie, are you there? We'll come back. Andrea?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
No.
Henry Knorr?
No.
Anthony?
I'll abstain.
Caroline?
Sorry, no.
Ollie?
Yeah.
You're yes?
Could you reread the exact vote, what we're voting on? Are we voting against or for Dave's motion?
Voting whether to refer it to the Finance Committee.
I'll vote yes.
Anyone else on the call?
No,
Wendy.
It's Bonnie. Wendy. I changed to a no vote. I'm sorry. I kind of skipped a minute there.
Yeah, I thought so. Wendy is a what? No?
I'm a no.
So we've got more no's than yeses. I'll count them. But there's two yeses. And there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven no's, 2 to 7.
Okay, so now we go to the main motion, which is just the motion.
I don't know what happened.
That's what I think we did.
Point of order.
Yeah, Dave, where are we with your motion?
Yeah, we could. My understanding is you don't call the question in committee, but I don't. I think if we've exhausted the debate, we can vote it, and we should vote it. I don't think we're going to be people are going to change their positions much for the debate.
We just voted 7-2 not to refer to the Finance Committee.
Now we have to vote the main motion, up or down.
Okay, and now we're voting the main motion, which is, I guess, to send it to the Pacific National Board, right?
I think the language should probably be that the Pacifica National Board adopt a policy that.
Okay, can you send us? I think everybody on the phone has a sense of that. Maybe you could send me the cleaned up language at least so that I can put it in my notes.
Do you want me to reread the motion before we vote it?
Yeah. Why not?
That the Pacifica National Board adopt a policy that a copy of all grants concerning technology, including equipment grants and web development grants, be provided to the respective local station board for local grants and the Pacifica National Board upon submission. Further, when a grant concerning technology is awarded, the respective station manager, or ED for national grants, shall report the award to the respective local station board and the Pacifica National Board, and shall be responsible for ensuring that the board is provided, at the end of the grant period, a summary report indicating how granted funds were spent in the service of the grant objective.
Any questions? Good.
We're going to vote.
Yes. So this is a vote to send to the PNB request for a grant report, right?
To approve Dave's motion that he just read.
But for grant report, right, for grant reports. Okay, Dave.
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Ollie?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
Bob?
Epstein.
I'm sorry?
Epstein.
Epstein, thank you. Bonnie?
Epstein.
Jack?
Epstein.
Henry?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes.
Caroline?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
9 yeses, 2 abstain, so it passes. I'll send that to, I guess, Sherry, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 8-3. 8 yeses.
3 abstains, yeah.
I have Bob and Jack abstaining. Who else?
And Bonnie.
Bonnie abstain. I'm sorry, Bonnie. Again, I screwed up. Okay, 8-3. Good. It is now 9:15 for Bob. Anybody else from the East Coast is really hoping it here. And, would I like to suggest that we talk about finding our members, a complete list of our members, and when we meet next. And I'm open to that we have to get done before 9:30 or whenever we're going to close the meeting. Any thoughts on that, where we go from here?
Finding our members?
Well, I don't think we have a good list of who's on the technology committee.
What do you want us to do?
And Dave bought the thing on the agenda, the things on the agenda, large. I guess Bonnie gave me a few of those, and I feel like we need John here to talk about the status of things. And unless the National Board members can sort of fill us in, I would like to make at least let Dave give his wishes about his request that we talk about staff time as it's set against the grant amounts, and which is a rough way of saying what he said. My problem is we've got some things that we plan to talk about, and we are running out of time.
I didn't want to pursue that any further on this call.
Okay. So we can drop that, and Could we get a quick report from the national board about where in the heck we are with appropriate report with appropriate information about what the status of things are with in technology at the national level? I think some of the tech committee members. Well, like you know, like what you know, who's
who
on
works
staff
here?
Now? Yeah, whatever's yeah.
Who works for the national office now is two finance staff, CFO, national technical director, John, and affiliates coordinator, and it might be all. Does anybody else have anybody else?
Just adding.
Could you tell us who is responsible for maintaining the Pacifica website at this point?
No, I can't. I don't know.
Jack. Go ahead, Jack.
Website, the Pacifica website and web servers are in a transitional state.
Can't hear you.
Jack, you're hard to hear. Could you hold the phone to your mouth closer, maybe?
Okay.
There's somebody that's not on. There's some.
Sounds like a pet store or something.
Yeah. Could somebody.
Well, it's not me. Yeah, it's someone else.
Jack, you're great. Go ahead.
Okay. The Pacifica websites and the Pacifica servers, which are on those sites, which those sites are on, are in a transitional. Phase right at this moment to what will be just a basic maintenance status, and hopefully that'll be completed by the middle of this week. I've been working on that with John O'Mella under the with coordination with the chair of the PNB, and Lonnie's been involved, and we had a teleconference about a month ago with Michael Manicheri, who's the KPFA webmaster, and Dan Albers, who's their technical people. The people that were suggested by John as technical director to you know, coordinate this transition. We have somebody in mind. It hasn't been finalized. And hopefully that'll be completed this week. So I really can't say more on the web stream. I wish I could, but that's what's happening.
Are there any other obvious things that the committee members want to know about?
Is Pete Karakas no longer involved?
He's not completely no longer involved. He will be no longer involved soon. That's my understanding.
Is it public information that he's been laid off? Is that's not sensitive information, is it? If he has been,
well, I don't know why it wouldn't be. You know, I don't know.
I just told you who's still working
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to be ridiculous about how, you know, about the employee.
Yeah, the webmaster has been laid off and has taken vacation days. So but he is still working with us to a certain extent.
All right. Well, maybe the technology
yeah.
committee can look into ways of thanking him for his service. He was really great to
yeah.
work with.
I think that'd be an excellent idea.
Any other questions about technology and Pacifica? Okay, and then let's talk about when we can meet.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
So, I know the network is in financial crisis right now. Are there any crisis continues? It is, Jack, is what you're saying, the website will be a place for posting documents will not really be actively maintained? Is that what we're looking at?
I believe that the websites will be administered. The type of work that they really need involves a long-term strategy. In my view, they need to be redesigned from the bottom up. That's a big, big project. We're not at all disposed to do that right now. What we need is for what we have right now to be maintained and administered.
Andrea, I have a question.
All right, Andrea.
Jack or Wendy or Carolyn, is the situation that, or Bonnie, is the situation that we're just doing this until we're able to hire somebody into this position until we get the ED situation settled and have more money, hopefully, to hire someone? So this is temporary until we can hire someone? So like a holding operation?
This is Jack. I can answer.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. What we need right now is for somebody to keep everything working as is. But what we really need, I think without any question, is for a complete redesign and redevelopment of the website. And there may be other things that need to be done. We hear about an audio port upgrade that's pending. There may be other such issues. I don't know what those issues would be, but what we're working at right now is maintaining the sites as they are, and that will be at a pretty minimal cost because we simply don't have the money. I mean, it doesn't, you know, we can't lay off a webmaster and then say, well, we're going to redesign it. You know, the motivation for that, for removing that position, wasn't that it isn't necessary. It's that we didn't have the money for it.
Thanks. Any other questions? Okay. Well, that's a big enough question for sure. Is Sunday night okay with everyone? I cannot do meetings. I'm teaching evenings. I can't do meetings on Mondays or Wednesdays. Thursdays kind of hard for me to do meetings, and those times are filled up with other committees. Now, I don't have to be chair. I can step down for the good of the committee and to try to maybe make calls late or whatever. But that's why I had to do this on Sundays, is I teach Monday and Wednesdays. So...
I have a program every other Sunday, so if we choose our Sundays opposite those, it works for me.
Who's that?
Anthony.
At the moment, November 9th and 16th are taken up by PNB meetings, and we have left the 2nd and the 23rd and the 30th if we're looking at Sundays. Mondays, the 17th and 24th are free. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't make Mondays. Well, other nights, Tuesday, Thursday?
Tuesday.
Point of order?
Go ahead, Dave.
Is what we're doing now setting the next meeting?
Setting a night that's good for everybody to meet, yes.
Can someone please mute whoever has a good deal of background noise? Thank you.
So, just a question. I mean, the substantive agenda of this meeting is at an end?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tuesday nights are okay with me.
Certain Tuesdays, I cannot meet the 4th.
Or Sunday.
Oh, I
didn't hear an objection to Sunday, so let's do Sundays if that's okay with people. All right. Then we'll meet. Let's meet maybe the 3rd Sunday of November, because the 4th would be a holiday.
The 3rd is a PNB meeting, the 16th.
Carolyn, did you say all the Sundays were taken up?
No, the 2nd and the 23rd and the 30th are free.
The 30th is the holiday, right? That's impossible, I'm assuming. So can we do it the first Sunday of December? Is that bad for, is it Anthony?
That's the 7th, and that's okay with me.
Is the 23rd possible in November for Anthony?
That's also okay with me.
The November 23rd is okay with me. I think it goes into, you know, there's a long break there. People may not want to.
Oh, that's
meet.
The holiday? I thought the following
week. Well, no, not until the 27th. The following week is the holiday.
But it's the bookend, right, if you have that week off. But I don't know. I'm thinking like that's my schedule. But, yeah, the 23rd is great for me. Any objections to doing it on November 23rd? And can I get some comment about maybe we can do this at 7:30 Eastern rather than 8?
Wendy.
Uh-huh.
The fact that it's a Sunday means we don't have to wait until 7:30 at night like we do on weekdays.
All right. Well, I just wouldn't be sensitive to people's day, Sunday, you know. But
Sunday might be better to do it earlier. That's all I'm saying. Not in the daytime, but in the evening.
For me,
not for me.
Okay.
For it later. Okay. Well, I'll do whatever you guys want.
Uh-huh. 23rd is good though.
7:30, okay? 7:30 Eastern. Move it back a half an hour. So that would be 5:30 on the West Coast.
No, that would be 4:30.
4:30. Oh yeah, 4:30. Is that okay?
8 o'clock Eastern, 5 West. Better perhaps.
Bob, is 8 o'clock crazy?
No, whatever. It's fine.
Okay. 8 o'clock, November 23rd is the next meeting. And can we get a list of, how do we get a list, how do I get a list of the people on the committee?
Why don't you send us what you have and we'll fill the rest in.
Okay.
You can do that?
Yes.
Okay.
May I add something here, Carolyn?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
WPFW has not elected people to the Elections Committee yet, and I gather we're missing people from this committee. Perhaps, Michael, as chair, you could write to the chair of the OSBMW and ask that he please hold elections for, you know, this committee, and maybe, Bob, you could do the same regarding elections, because we really are short people from W. They're not getting good representation on several committees.
All right. Well, you're asking Bob to write that letter.
Yeah, Bob is chair. Yes, he's chair pro tem of the Elections Committee, and we're there too. You know,
whatever you guys need from the PNB, let's make the chair. If you need further backup, PNB will help you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bob.
Yeah, I've raised this with Rob a couple times, so I can, I can pursue it.
Okay.
As far as the Elections Committee.
All right.
Would you rather have the PNB tell him to do it? I mean, it's...
I think the chair of the OSB might be
an
appropriate person to hear from the PNB.
I can contact her.
Bob will contact chair of what? Of the PNB?
Of the LSB.
Of the LSB. At WB? At
WPFW?
Mm-hmm.
WPFW.
We'll contact chair of LSB at W. All right. Well, that's it. Any other comments or anything we missed?
No, thank you. Any
thanks,
emotion?
Everybody. I'd move to adjourn.
Good meeting, Michael. Thank you.
All right. Any objections to adjourning? Adjourning. Okay, great. Thanks so much for being on the call, everyone. Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.